Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Look who we have here.
Thank you for returning to the girls' bathroom and happy Wednesday.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming back.
We appreciate
you coming back to hear us talk.
That's fantastic news.
Happy Wednesday.
Are you on a bus? Are you on a bike?
Are you on a motorbike? Are you at home? Are you walking?
Are you cleaning?
I see a lot of you walking, actually.
Yeah. I think biking and listening to things is dangerous.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Even
the scooter travel, I think it's not safe.
You need
with the
to
headphones.
Be able to hear your surroundings. Mm. I think when you've got headphones in, it's like your gaze is limited.
It's like that thing where it's like, let me turn the music down so I can see better.
It's exactly that.
When you're trying to park your car,
and especially if you're riding a bike on the roads with the buses and the lorries and the cars,
take your headphones out, please. If this is you,
if not,
keep listening. Stick around.
Right.
Nice to see you here.
If you're parked.
Let's do this.
Do people listen to music on like, motorbikes?
I don't know.
I feel like you need.
You could put them inside the helmet, maybe.
Yeah,
but I don't.
But
think
I just
it's
feel
safe.
Like you need to be able to hear what's going on.
Absolutely. Good road safety there. Yeah. From Chintzy, the non-driver of the pair of us.
Well, I'm just a cautious,
very self-aware,
cautious human.
The highway code.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So it's boy talk. Welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Oh,
thanks for tuning in.
Good question of the week.
Good question of the week here. It's kind of scandalous. Well, it's not scandalous, but...
Well, it's just like, ugh.
It's just like, ugh.
Yeah. That's just exactly how it feels. Ugh.
Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
So we've got, are we ready? Ready to dive in? Everyone take a deep breath.
Okay,
so
breathe.
Question of the week is, have you ever found a female item? And by female item, I'm thinking
tampon, lipstick, lip gloss, powder,
jewelry,
bra, pants, earring back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as small as a earring back.
Do you know what I always think about as well? I'm a blonde, for anyone that doesn't know.
Brunette hair.
A black bobble.
Black
bobble. I've got no black bobbles.
I mean, you have a few from me.
I don't put them in my hair.
She doesn't put them in her hair.
And I think if I find a black bobble... Oh my God, there's a man out there.
Oh my God.
Scared the life out
of me. Or even, you know, like a big black long hair.
Right. It's like... Like if I found one of Chintzy's hairs, big black... Well, that could have come off me, I suppose.
But, you know... Not necessarily. It wouldn't have got all the way there.
Or like a red hair. Yeah. Red long hair. Yeah. I'd be
like... Well, that's like if I found a long blonde hair.
Right.
Well, it's like, it's not you.
Right.
It's not fucking me.
It's not your mum, so who is it?
It's not your mum.
You haven't got any sisters.
Right. So who's this big, long, blonde hair then? Oh, don't make me angry.
It's the bubbles for me.
Yeah. Blonde bubble. If I found a blonde bubble.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for you, is it? You think I've got a blonde bubble?
Right. Because I think boys are quite... they don't think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They
just see a bubble and think, oh, that can just
bubble.
Stay on. You know, it's...
They'll think, oh, yeah, that could be
stupid.
Hers. They won't realise that we have colour bubbles for our coloured hair. Because they're idiots.
Idiots.
So, have you ever found a female item in your boyfriend's bedroom that wasn't yours?
That's actually devastating. It's actually really... I should actually find like a pair of pants it's seriously genuine. If you actually walked... picture this if you've got a boyfriend right now.
Mm.
You actually walk into their bedroom, there's a lip gloss on the side. It's not yours.
It's literally not yours.
There's literally a lip gloss on the side. It's literally not your lip gloss. And you're just like, that's not my fucking look. Like,
and he's like, heart, yeah, it is. You left it here. It's yours.
You're like, no, I it's fucking not. Know that's not mine. I'd storm out.
Or it's even like if you were just, you could, yeah, like making the bed and a necklace was in there or something. Or like an earring. And you're like, that's not my earring.
Just the simple strand of hair for me. Strand of hair. Or it's just like, say, he's got, you know, one lone pad. It's like, I wear tampons.
Right. Who's that from?
I don't wear panty liners. Mm.
Who's been in this house wearing a pad? That was a really realistic
Okay, yeah, so it's like, so she's been here on her period as well.
Right.
So she's crossing the line with that.
She's obviously very comfortable with you. She's right. Able to
and also it's like, I'm on my period
you.
As well. So we're fucking synced up and all.
We must have been around together in a close circle, right. Close circumference.
Circumference.
Anyway. Okay, so I'm quite happy about this poll. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, good.
85% have said, no.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
And only 15 have said, yes, for fuck's sake, I have.
Get these replies.
And I've said,
up.
If you voted yes, tell we us. Need details.
Well, I'm glad 80% of us haven't. I mean, I've not experienced it. Sophia's not experienced
it. I've not experienced it.
So I'm glad that we haven't. I think it'd be a real...
Remember that girl we had that found pants in her boyfriend's pocket? In the coat pocket?
Yes!
And he was...
That was a big one. And you were with his family. Oh, he's a fucking prick for that. That's disgusting.
Listen to this. A girl said, a gel nail. I wear acrylic.
So just a stick
my
on
boyfriend's
nail.
Ex-girlfriend saw dirty makeup wipes in his bin from when his friends and their girlfriends came around and thought she was cheating. He was cheating.
Of course, something in the bin. Yes, makeup wipes. Oh, yeah, I don't use wipes. I use Elemis cleansing balm.
Thank you very much. And a Muslim cloth.
I use face halos.
Right.
I don't
An
use
ugly
wipes.
Black crop top that he tried to say was mine and lashes that were way too small.
Stop. Ew.
Had a whole collection of girls' face products in the toiletries.
Ew.
I got to use them, but still an ick.
Oh, so he like collected
just
over
collected
the years
them over the time. Oh my god, listen to this.
Yeah,
he handed me a black thong and said, "Here's your pants back." They were a size 12, and I'm a 6.
Stop it right now.
Earrings and stick-on fake nails.
But are they that stupid with that thong one?
He's thought it's a black thong.
So you're going to cheat on me and you're not even going to think, just double check.
There's no underwear flying around.
The lack of respect in that moment.
It's just a lack of thought. You don't think this through.
It's idiotic.
This girl's put makeup wipes.
Makeup wipes. Again, like I said, I use Elemis cleansing balm.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Once found a used pad in my ex-boyfriend's bin. I have an IUD, so the coil, right. I think. So haven't had my period in 4 years.
That's got to be one of the worst.
I found blonde coloured hair grips and hair bands. And he tried to say it was his sister's. Handed me a thong from under his bed, which wasn't mine.
That's disgusting. Oh, that actually makes me ill.
Oh my God. Worse. He sent me a picture of an earring saying, "Babe, you've left these at mine," and they weren't mine. What an idiot.
The confidence in that as well.
He baited himself in on that one.
It's the pad for me.
Found a size 14 thong. I was a size 6 at the time.
God.
My sister and I went on a girl's holiday for a week, came back and found a girl's earring whilst I was at his house. One time my boyfriend asked me if I'd lost a bralette that wasn't mine.
Oh my God.
Empty condom wrappers in his bedside table.
But
like, what if this stuff was from when you, before you were dating? That type of stuff is like, oh, that's then paranoia.
Right.
Because he can say, oh, that was from ages ago. Right. Well, was it?
Right.
Have you just been...
Depends how long you've been together and have I been in this drawer before? And
I found a perfume bottle in the glove compartment of his car.
Everyone now
is immediately going to check the glove compartments.
Also
it's planting something.
I think the worst is the pad in the toilet for me. Because that's just...
It's handing me the thong for me.
Yeah, yeah. Just, this is, take this home.
Yeah, you left this. Yeah? That's not mine. Pair of jogger shorts.
Jogger shorts.
A vibrator.
Ew. Ew.
Found a pair of earrings. I don't have my ears pierced.
Oh my god, is he an idiot?
I found several belly button piercings in my ex-boyfriend's closet.
Oh my god, I don't have a belly button piercing.
A pair of his ex's knickers in his drawer.
No.
Found some fake eyelashes on the floor. I'm a mascara girl all
right,
the way.
I don't wear lashes, babes.
Wow.
Oh no.
This girl's found a his and hers PJ set.
Ew.
They said big spoon and little spoon.
Ew.
So it's just like keeping things from exes. Right. And it's like, oh. He'd always get around it by saying it was his sister's.
Ew. How can that
Why
be?
Would your sister's pants be in your room? That doesn't make
Ew.
Sense.
Ew. Here's your thumb. Oh God, that must be my sister's black thumb.
Ew. A black hair clip when I have ginger hair.
Ginger fucking hair.
Yeah.
Are you all right in the
head? Are you all right?
Look at the color of my hair. I'm bright red.
That's something that they don't think
about. You think I'm putting a black clip in my bright red hair?
They just don't think about
Use
it, do
your
they?
Your brain.
They just don't think about it. It's like the makeup wipes. That's such an easy thing for a boy to miss. They would so easily miss that.
I'm so fidgety today. Yeah, because they're thinking, well, he's not checking his bin.
Right.
But then if it's an open-faced bin, you know, some bins just don't have a...
Don't have a lid.
Just don't have a lid on them. Do you know what I mean? Ew.
I found a jumper in the back of his wardrobe and he tried to convince me that it was mine.
Ew.
This is yours, also, babe. It's yours.
Because also, like, I'd be the type to be like, oh, fuck, maybe that is my fucking jumper.
A pair of lemon shorts, her used tampon. What's with all these girls on their period? Just going crazy, cheating on boys. And a bottle of Britney Spears perfume.
Oh, my God, babes. I don't wear Britney Spears. It's all the period talk for me. It's all the tampons.
Didn't expect that.
I didn't.
I wouldn't have thought a cheeky little cheating sexy rendezvous would involve a girl on her period.
Would involve a used tampon, no.
But, you know, more power to you, I suppose.
Of course.
Not the boys, the girls, obviously. Someone's put an Aldi mascara.
Oh, God.
Wow, this is crazy. I wasn't expecting... X's hairbrush.
I'm very sorry you've had to experience this. To
antibiotic.
Be honest.
Another girl left her antibiotics for an STI in his car.
Ew.
Oh, so how do you feel about this? Oh my God. So like, yeah, keeping things from exes. And this girl said he's kept sex toys that he used with his ex.
Ew.
I think you should throw those away.
That's just disgusting. Just unhygienic. And unhygienic.
Recently got together, was helping him clear out his room and found another girl's ring. Yeah, it's jewellery, isn't it? Just jewellery lying about and hair bubbles.
Oh, God. Oh.
Okay, last one. This one's interesting. Not his bedroom, but there was another girl's name connected to his car radio. So like a linked phone. So she's linked her phone on the Bluetooth.
Of course. Lucy's phone. And you're just like, who the
who's
Lucy?
And why is she being in this car?
Linking her music to this car speaker. That in itself.
That's an interesting one. And this is very good things, ladies, that we can be checking out for. Car radios, bins,
and also
bubbles.
Like, it's like when you connect to his AirPods.
Yes.
No, when you're on his phone connecting to your AirPods or something, and it says all the past people who've connected to the AirPod, to the phone. Like that in itself.
Like Jen's iPhone.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who's that?
Who the fuck is Jen?
Who's Jen? Baby. Wow, scandalous. So this links to our first dilemma, and we've got...
Right.
I found, she's put in capitals, I found a Dior lip gloss in his room. Hi, gals.
Oh, God.
I am just seeing whether this is something your podcast might want to hear.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
I need some advice, words of wisdom, and just some help.
Absolutely.
So basically, I've been dating this guy since February.
Oh, so...
couple months.
February, March, April, May, June, July. We're talking almost 6 months now.
We are official, and I am known as his girlfriend.
Oh, fuck it. Right. So you've got a boyfriend.
Anyway, so I found a frickin'... She put frickin'. Well, I wasn't expecting to read
frickin',
that.
Frickin'.
I found a frickin' mini lip gloss in his room at the end of his bed on the floor.
Oh my God, the floor.
I've never seen it there before.
Right.
I've been loads of times to his house. Right. The night before, he'd been out until the early hours of the morning.
Right. It was very clear what's happened here then. Surely.
I confronted him. He said it was one of his housemates. He picked it up and that's it. I call bullshit.
These excuses. Very easy to come up with in the moment.
The girls in the house be wearing no lip gloss maximizer, let me tell you that. So then he said he thinks he found it out in the club or on the floor and he took it home with him. God, the shit they fucking come out with.
Oh God, I must have picked that up off the club floor.
I must have seen that in the toilet and thought, yeah, I'm going to take that and put that in my pocket. And put it in my bedroom floor.
Give it to me.
Oh, the things they expect us to believe.
Bullshit.
Anyway, so I just said whatever and left.
Yeah.
He said that he was upset that I thought that he would want to do something like have a girl back and he would never do that to me.
Manipulation.
Later that evening, we spoke and kind of made up.
No, manipulation.
But it's on my mind and I just can't seem to understand his story. Yeah, because his story is a load of bullshit.
Gaslighting.
If his story made sense and was truthful, you'd believe it.
Of course he's going to say he found it on the floor in the club and brought it home with him.
Yeah, cool. What?
So what? Wait,
what
so...
bullshit.
No, but also, at first he said it was his housemates.
Right.
Then he said, well, no, it wasn't
actually,
my housemates.
No, I think I remember seeing that in the club.
And bringing it...
Was it your housemates or not?
No. Absolutely not. He's lying.
Because he knows, after he blurted out the housemate thing, he knows you could have gone out. Yeah. Girls, knock, knock.
Meeting
in the hallway, please.
Who's spending their money on your lip glosses? Oh, I only have NYX glosses.
I don't wear makeup. Matte lips all the way.
I just wear lip balm.
Well then, whose is this? He knows he could have got caught out there, so he panicked and changed his story.
What a shit story at that.
It's on my mind and I just can't seem to understand his story. Is he bullshitting me?
Yes.
He bought the lip gloss around to mine and hid it for me to find.
What?
I didn't find it funny, to say the least. That's left me a bit speechless.
Wait, what? What, to like be funny?
Apparently so. I didn't find it funny.
He's panicking so much. He's trying to make light of it badly.
To make out like I'm not guilty because I'm making all this light of
it. Exactly. And it's like, if that genuinely happens.
It's like, whoa, is this lip gloss here?
Right.
No.
Trying to really make light of the
situation.
It's
like overcompensating.
When he knows exactly. That's what liars do, okay? They try so hard to convince you that the lie is true, that he's gone too much now. And it's just like, obviously, you're lying.
Yeah. So she's put, help a girl out. What on earth do I do? I'm a bit suspicious as I keep getting weird water infections and stuff. Ugh. So I'm concerned that he may have been sleeping with other people.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
A very frustrated, confused girl. Lots of love.
Oh, absolutely. Right, listen.
This boy is taking you for a ride, I think.
You know exactly what's going on. The only thing that made you forgive him is because he's looking in your eyes and telling you a lie and you're thinking, well, I've got
and
no
telling
reason.
You that he would never do this and blah blah blah
and maybe
blah.
He's crying and maybe it's like, oh, I can't believe you would ever think that. It's manipulation.
It is.
And it's like, yes, if I had someone saying if I was thinking something,
you want to believe it.
Exactly.
It's hard to hear that and not believe
it's hard to hear that, exactly,
especially when you're like in love with this
person
and
stick to your guns, because if you do, then they can only get a bit nastier and be like, well, you're being ridiculous, how dare you. They kind of flip it on you.
Why do you not believe me? How could you not trust me?
They flip it on you to make you feel bad. And I feel like that's what he was trying to do in this instant. Therefore, you forgave him because you're thinking, well, I'm being reasonable. You know, he's telling me one thing and I'm going to have to believe him. Otherwise, whatever.
Am I a bad person?
Am I a bad person? Because he's saying, can't believe you think that of me. You know, we just got to go. You think I'm cheating on you. How dare you?
Get a grip.
Yeah, I'm pissed off at you now. Mm. You know, really
that's
flipping
it
on you.
Flip good
that
at that,
so
aren't
easy.
They?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
When really, he's just fucking cheating on you, babe.
You found the lip gloss in
his
room.
Very simple.
It's not no housemate. Didn't pick that off no club floor and take that home with you.
I think he's genuinely cheated on you. And look, you're saying you're getting water infections.
Yeah,
it
sounds like he's cheating.
You know, things have been everywhere and we don't, and that's not, no, we don't.
It's not sanitary.
Not at all.
I think let's make a swift exit.
Yeah, you can sit him down and be like, look, this lip gloss thing, in my gut, you've cheated on me, so I'm just going to leave.
I wouldn't even give him the time of day, to be honest. No. I think, like, don't let him manipulate you even more.
Like, also,
like,
it's a new relationship.
Don't keep buying the bullshit.
No.
Like, the thing is, like, I can see how you could probably maybe get over this and then think, oh, well, we'll still keep, you know, we've had our rough times, but we'll still keep going. And then it's only going to keep happening. And then it's only going to be, think how much more deep you're going to be in, like, 6 months more time.
And
like,
then
six
how
more
much
months.
More heartbroken you're going to be.
Exactly. Like, I know it's a hard thing to do, but you deserve better.
Yeah.
And this is just a sleazy guy.
Sleazy, disgusting
guy.
That's
not treating you how you deserve at all, trying to just like
talk his way out. Yeah. And then the moment you forgive him, he's thinking, sick.
Yeah.
Lads, next time we go out, I can do that again.
Yeah.
Sarah, no fucking clue. That's exactly what
she bought that thing that I took a lip gloss home from the club.
And he's laughing at you.
Yeah.
Because you believed a shit
then
lie.
You're a mug.
So...
don't put up with it.
Not at all.
Get out. You deserve better.
What a disgusting pig.
Thank
of a
God
man.
You found that lip gloss.
Thank
Amen.
God.
Thank you to the girl who left it.
So just leave.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What is wrong with people?
Just like, why are you going to meet with my girlfriend and then just go cheat on me? Just stay single, you freak.
Yeah. If you want to be single, go be single.
So you don't value me. You don't value me.
Switching gears.
God, here we go. Boyfriend's mum tracking his every move. Should this even bother me? Yes, I think so.
God.
Listen.
It's got an air tag in his pocket.
An air tag embedded in his neck. She's cut a slit down his neck in his sleep.
Put an air tag
in it and sewed it up. And he's thinking, oh, he's woke up with a throbbing neck. She's tracking him, his every move.
That is so dark. Slit his neck.
It's what they do in the movies.
I was going to say he's caught one in his car or something.
These air tags are getting everywhere these days.
Oh my God.
They are amazing. Because you know, when it was in my bags, when you're in the plane, in the air, you can see the air tag moving with you.
Wow.
So you know instantly
if
your bag's
board.
Been left behind. Mm. It's fantastic. But it would make me nervous because I get on the plane and be like,
is it on?
Got to check my air tag. And it's just like, in that moment, you will know if your bag has made it or not. It's like really scary.
You do get a message when you first get one, like you cannot put these on people.
Oh.
Like you cannot track me. Like this is a tracking device.
Oh, we better
device.
Tell this mother who's just putting in his fucking neck. Jesus. These mums are getting crazier and crazier because they're so in love with their
sons. So in love with their sons.
They are their first love. You know, because also they're not getting the love they deserve from their husbands.
Do you know what the science is?
Yeah, go on.
I've said this before. Yeah. I'm going to say it again. So... yeah, you have those mothers who are like obsessed and no one's ever going to be good enough for their son, blah, blah, blah. Because basically, apparently the science is they were unfulfilled in their relationship. Yep. They didn't ever really get the man of their dreams. Yep. They just got like, you know, a nice man, a good husband,
but
whatever.
They weren't obsessed with him.
So basically, when they have a son, it's their opportunity to make their son into the man of their dreams. They make
him
very polite, very respectful, just like in their eyes, like good as
the
gold, can
man.
Do no wrong, the perfect man.
Would marry him. If
she could.
So
then it's like the point that no girl will ever be good enough. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the mothers, of course, spend all these years, you know, building their sons into these, what they see as amazing men.
Yeah.
And then a girl comes in and takes them away.
Yeah.
So they get to reap the rewards and not the mother.
Absolutely.
So that's apparently the science behind it.
That is the science. And I feel like this is what the mum in this instance is experiencing.
She's tracking him.
Yeah. So hi, girls. Just a quick dilemma to see if I'm being weird slash a little overprotective about this situation.
Okay, we'll keep this quick.
So basically, my boyfriend and his mum have each other on Find My iPhone, which is a normal thing.
Okay, so it's not AirTag in the neck.
Right, it's not AirTag.
It's Find My iPhone.
My bad, I shouldn't have made assumptions. But I have my mum on Find My iPhone.
Me too. I just have my mum, actually.
Yeah.
I took everyone else off.
I have my sister's. And I have my mum. I like seeing where Angie moves about. I'm like, oh, she's at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's,
at the supermarket.
So basically, blah, blah, blah. And she constantly checks his location. That's fine. I mean, from a safety point of view, I get that. Okay. I know she does this because the other week she texted him saying, ooh, at the cinema.
Oh, God. Oh, what are you watching at the cinema?
Oh, God. Oh, what are you watching? Is it Mum? And we've recently just been on holiday together and she knew exactly what he had done each day when he called her for a catch-up one night as it was his birthday. Right. So
she's frequently.
Every day, oh, they're at a beach club right now, Brian. Brian, they're at a beach club.
Mm.
Oh, they seem to be back at the hotel now. Oh, I think they're having a sunset drink on the coast.
Looks like he's just gone to a supermarket to get some snacks.
Yeah.
I think they're in a taxi. They could be walking, but they're moving quite
quick.
They're on the move. Okay, so
right.
it's a bit obsessive with the checking.
It's getting a bit, but I understand you're on holiday. She's checking you safe abroad.
Yeah, of course.
I can see that.
We can't blame a mother for that.
Right. This happens on a daily basis too.
Oh, it's not just the holiday.
As she sometimes says...
So what are you doing? You're not left the house yet. I can see you've not left the house yet.
Are you up?
Are you up?
Are you even up?
It's a bit much.
Right. As she sometimes says...
Where are you?
Says,
don't recognise that location.
Yeah, where are you?
Whose house
Why are you
is
on
that?
That road? Yeah. You're driving a bit quick.
You got there very quick.
Very quick. You know the speed limit on that road? It's only 30. I think you've got
been
there.
Doing that.
Right. You know, yeah, there's speed cameras on that road. Watch out that road you're driving on the speed cameras. You better slow down.
It's a bit much.
Right. I can see how that can
get
a bit...
Well, it's a bit like you're being watched.
So, look, as she sometimes says, was just stalking him and saw you were at the shops. So she's also making it known that she's
checking.
Oh, what did you buy in JD Sports?
So we went to town today.
Did you get anything in the Prada we nipped in? Okay. I don't know why this bothers me, but I feel as though we get no privacy. As she's always just knows what we're up to all the time.
Mm. I hear just, that, actually.
I hear it. Mm. Just wondering whether I'm being stupid or feeling a certain way about this or whether it's normal. And would you and would love to know how you guys would feel if this was happening to you. Please let me know if I'm being silly, as I know there's not much I can do about this, but we are both 22 and still live at home. Thank you so
still
much
still live at home. Okay.
I listen every week without fail. Thank you
so much.
Listen, he's still a little baby.
What can you do?
He is still her little baby.
Little bouncing
baby boy. And she is just making sure he is safe out there.
Safe and sound in the streets.
And look, listen, he's not moved out of home yet. He's obviously not gained that independence from her yet. Listen, she's obviously still doing his laundry, still cooking his meals.
Still probably tidying his room.
Still making his bed. And he...
Maybe giving him a bit of cash here and there.
He, to her, is still... her baby and until he like moves out and is truly independent and isn't relying her
on her financially
or for
to take care
small things, she's still gonna view him in that. Well, she always will, but right now, you know, she's still very much concerned about, you know, he's becoming an adult now.
Yeah.
These are the times where it's like he's actually an adult and it's her realizing that, and she's obviously not quite grasped that actually he can take care of himself yet. That's the vibes
because
I'm getting.
Maybe he's not stepped up.
Yeah. Like, listen, when you're 22, young, like,
he's
boys,
letting his mum do everything.
Boys mature late anyway. 22 is still very young. Like,
for a boy.
For a boy. Girls are way more mature.
We're way more than that.
At 22, I was out. I wasn't relying on my family financially. It was completely out on my own there at that. No, I'm joking. But, you know, so I can see where her actions are coming from.
Me too. I think the only thing that makes it feel like creepy for you is that she's making it very known that she's tracking him.
Yeah,
like she could just be
quietly,
you go ahead,
track him.
Quietly track,
and then when she catches up of an evening with a call, doesn't have to be like, well, I saw you at the cinema, so what? Just be like,
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Like, what did you do today? Just she should just play a bit more innocent,
a bit more cool.
But she's not.
She's not.
But at the end of the day, look, obviously it's good that he's
coming from a place of love.
Look, he's got a mother that cares for him very much. That's lovely. I'm sure she cares for you too.
Yeah,
you know, she's not being nasty.
No,
she's not making judgmental comments about your relationship. You know, there's so much more worse she could be doing
than tracking you.
If anything, it's kind of good that, you know,
got eyes on you.
If anything ever happens,
yeah,
she's on it.
Well, I know where they were at 11:57
right, he's not replied to me for 3 hours. They've been there. I think something's wrong.
It's kind of good.
I think it's, and like,
it's one of those things. Look, this is his mum. It might be just a bit of a phase. You know, when he moves out and time gets on, this probably will lessen. Yeah. But right now, it probably feels a bit intense. You feel like you've maybe got eyes on you.
But she's not judging. I don't think she's judging.
I think she's just nosy mum, place of love, wants to see what her son's up to. And it doesn't go deeper than that.
And then she's just, what did you watch at the cinema?
Yeah.
She's
living through you two, I think.
Right. I think she's happy for you. You're living your lives. You're going on holidays together. It's so fun. She's just making sure you're safe.
Yeah.
So like I said, he's
Can't
still
knock her,
her little baby.
Yeah.
And
she sounds quite nice to me.
I mean, she sounds like a loving mother.
Sounds very attentive to me.
She's
sounds
got a lot
like
of time
she'd bring
on her hands.
You tea and biscuits and, you know, buy all the fun things from the supermarket.
I know. I mean, look, if it's really bothering you, I'm sure you could ask Brian. If you could, he can turn it off.
She'd be angry at that.
But then she'd be angry. So I think it's, look, listen, there's so
You've
much
got
worse.
It pretty good. There's much worse things and stories that we've had from, like, boyfriends, mums.
I think it was, if this was me, yeah, it's a bit like, oh, she knows where we're off to, but
so be it.
Whatever.
There's bigger problems to have, you know?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's very good from a safety point of view. Very good from a safety point of view. I'm going to be doing this with my kids.
Okay, next dilemma. We've got lads holiday versus getting engaged.
Right, okay.
How do these two compare, I wonder?
Yeah, it feels like two separate dimensions.
So, I really need your help. A bit of background. I've been with my boyfriend for 6.5 years since we were 18.
Jeez.
We've bought a house together.
Jeez.
We have a dog.
Wow.
We've lived together for almost 3 years and we currently aren't engaged and we don't have any kids.
Okay.
Cut a long story short, I don't know whether my boyfriend is actually ready to settle down.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like he has settled down.
Well,
or whether he still wants to act like a single young guy.
I get like she's thinking, has he just bought the house with me for convenience? You know,
it's not a thing to do for how do you buy a house for convenience?
Because it's cheaper for him. Get a bigger house for cheaper, right?
You
know what I mean? It's just kind of, she's there, she's got money too, we may as well.
But is we may as well.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those may as well things.
He's going on holiday for 10 nights to 2 different festivals abroad, which have been booked for a while.
Okay.
And I'm happy he's going, as it's something he enjoys. However, last night he told me that he's thinking of adding days to the trip to fly out to Ibiza.
Okay. Am I invited or something like that?
Doesn't sound like
it. Got a hotel Petunia up in the mountains.
I would usually have no problem with this. However, last week he told me that next year he wants to try for a baby. Where's this going?
Gosh.
Which I don't know if he's ready for the responsibility for, as he won't be able to just jet off on holidays whenever he fancies.
I hope he realizes
and we've
that.
Never spoken about starting a family before.
Whoa.
We also brought up on the weekend that we aren't engaged yet and I would prefer to be yeah. before trying mm-hmm. for a baby. Mm-hmm. We have a holiday booked to Bali for the end.
Ooh.
He loves holidays, doesn't he? Holiday booked to Bali for the end of the year.
For both
and I was
of them.
Hoping he would propose
oh, nice.
There. However, it seems like he isn't on the same page.
Okay.
He said he can't afford it currently. But to me, it's not about the price of the ring. It's the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm unreasonable to be thinking the money he spends in Ibiza and on his 10 nights lads holiday could be money he spent towards getting engaged and committing his life to me? Yeah. It just seems like a bit of an excuse. Like he doesn't really want to settle down and maybe we want different things. I feel as though I'm ready for the next step in our relationship and I know I will be so disappointed if the proposal doesn't happen and he chooses to go to Ibiza instead.
Right. Yeah, I think the money thing, I think, okay, I understand. I can see he might be coming from a place of like the money thing with the proposing, like,
and thinking of paying for a wedding.
And thinking of like, you know, that's an adult thing. I want to be so financially stable to be able to, I don't know, I think some men think like that. But I know you're thinking, look, the price of the ring, it can be a 50 quid ring.
Right.
And I don't care. I just want the commitment from you. So like, maybe make sure he understands that.
But the talk of the baby, that's what's throwing me
off. Yeah, I know, me too. So, and you let him know, oh, well, I would like to be engaged first before we try for a baby. So surely,
I mean, look, I
unless
think the
he's
thing
just
is,
bullshitting you.
You guys are in a serious relationship. You've got a house together. You've been together for 6 years. Like, you do need to talk about finances.
Yes.
And you do need to talk about money.
Yes.
And it's one of those conversations where it's like, look, we need to, let's have a bit of a meeting around the table.
At the end of the day, we've been together for 6.5 years. And like,
need to be open about finances, right. I think, when right. when you're in that position.
Right.
So I think it's like, you know, we need to plan our lives.
That's exactly. We need to plan for the future. So what's the next step? Because I'm, you know, I want a baby, you know, probably within the next, you know,
3 years,
4 years, whatever. I would like a ring on my finger. If, you know, you
babies
love me.
Babies are you're expensive. Baby's more expensive right? than a ring.
You're committed to me, but you're not really showing me commitment in the forms of our relationship because you're jetting off to festivals and going to Ibiza. And I love that for you that you're independent, but also you're saying you can't afford to marry me. But
you've got three lads' holidays booked.
You know, fair enough. One lad's holiday, absolutely, we all need our friend time, but like then you can't then use that excuse that you can't afford to get engaged to me when you're doing three boys' holidays that are costing you thousands of pounds, right?
So it's expensive. Just about, I think, like you need a open conversation about like money management almost,
but also where he finances, because I think he's all over the place in terms of what he even wants. Listen, if it's genuinely a finance thing, he needs to just let you know that.
And also we need to be, because you as a couple, you need to plan for the future with your finances. Yep. So it's like, okay, babe, we can't go on holiday this year because we're planning to do this, this and this.
Because if we're going to have a baby,
we can't go out for dinner right. four nights a month.
Right.
We're going for dinner once a month. Right. Like, we're not going out every Saturday night.
Right. And we're not going to pick one. And we're not doing two holidays this year. We're just going to do one 5 day holiday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, okay, so if finances are really an issue, then we need to discuss
Well, it's
this.
Planning accordingly. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you can, you know, you can keep spending your money, but you're not saving for the future. It sounds like, well, that's what he's doing. So that's why you need to have these conversations and put these plans in place.
And check that a future
and budget. He needs to be on some sort of budget by the sounds of it.
And you need to check that he wants the same future as you do.
Right.
Because it sounds like, you know, yes, he's throwing out the baby comment and stuff, but like, you know, you seriously want to get engaged. And if he's not taking that seriously, then that's going to be a problem. You're going to start resenting him for that. Because that's just what happens when one person wants something and the other's like not really sure. It's like you get to this weird crossroads where you're not wanting the same things right now.
Money's a big thing in relationships.
It is.
And they do say that money can be one of the biggest reasons
it is.
For divorce.
It is 100%.
So it's something that 100%. I think if you can have like open communication about, the better. Mm-hmm. And as long as you both, if you just both need to be on the same page about your future, what you want to do, when you want to have kids.
Right.
Like you're in real adulthood relationship.
He needs to be honest about everything and what he wants.
So that you can plan and budget accordingly. That's all it is.
Exactly. You've not been together for a year. It's been 6.5 years. You can have these conversations.
You have a house.
And he can be honest about it. And you need to
check. And I would hope that he would want to have these conversations as well.
You need to check that you want the same things. Otherwise, like you're saying, like, is he even taking me seriously? Is he just gone for the ride for convenience?
And here we are.
And here we are.
Later.
Do you know, because I can see how it happens. Just kind of coasting along.
Yeah.
You know.
And then when it's crunch time.
Right, and then it's actually, right, okay, right, God, at wedding time, you know. Baby. So we've got a moral dilemma coming in.
A moral dilemma.
Hi, girls. I'm in a moral dilemma. I don't know whether to follow my head or my heart. It's always a toughie. Okay.
What do they say you should do, head or heart? What's the common...
Heart. Yeah. Is it the heart?
The heart wants what it wants. Selena Gomez.
Your head's like the screwed on one who's like, oh, but this is what could happen. These are the risks of that decision. But your heart is what your gut
tells
you, free
soul.
Right? So me and my boy bestie have been best friends for going on 10 years. There's always there to support each other and we have the most fun together.
Great.
We are both engaged with mortgages and dogs.
Wow.
All in the same friendship group.
Wow.
Shit.
So you're all well into, you're
so
adults,
we're our friendship group, we're all couples.
We've got houses together.
We're all couples who are engaged with
mortgages
dogs, and
dogs. We've got pets.
Babies, are probably a couple babies popping
Engagement's
up here
probably
and there.
Planned.
Right. However, he recently told me that he has feelings for me and wishes we could have a future together. This is like, what was that? Who told us that story of those couples who went on holiday together on a cycling holiday? And it was two couples. And
they
then,
swapped.
And on the holiday, two of them, so a guy and a woman from the other relationships revealed to their husbands and wives that they were having an affair and they were in love and that they were together.
Is this a true story?
Yes. Who told us that? Someone we know. It happened.
This is the first time I'm hearing
it. It was like wives swap and they were like, we're unhappy.
It was wife swap in real life.
Yeah, they were on holiday together as a four. Shit. And they were like, we need to let you know we're leaving you. Like, told their partners, and they were like, we've been in love, like, we've been having an affair. Who told us that? That's a real thing.
I don't know who told, no one's told me that.
They told us that. They've told us that. Unless
what?
That's a, unless that's a fictional story I've heard.
Sounds like.
No, it was a real true story.
Wow.
That's what it's sounding like. Shit.
Yeah. So why now? Why are you telling me now?
I know.
Why didn't you have the balls 10 years ago to say this?
I know. So it's recently, blah, blah, blah. I had never thought about him in that way before.
Shit.
But now I can't stop thinking about it.
So this was never on your radar.
No. We met up for a drink to discuss everything.
Oh,
and
my.
And ended up kissing. And now I have to tell him it was wrong and we can't do it anymore. But I don't want to.
Oh, shit.
Shit. But we both know if we pursued anything, we would lose the lives we have built.
Of
and
course.
All of our friends, as they wouldn't forgive us for hurting our partners, as we're all
one group.
In a very close group of friends.
Shit.
I don't know how this is going to end, as I can't imagine my life without him. Hmm. We've both definitely got strong feelings now. But
what?
We can't imagine
from
hurting
where?
The people we're with. What are your thoughts? Please keep me anonymous.
Oh my God. Woo! Everyone's always anonymous. No one worry about that. Shit.
Okay, so she's saying, do I follow my head or my heart? So her heart's telling her to what? Go with the guy she's in, her new love.
Yeah.
Her new passionate love. Mm. But her head's like, no.
You've got a life here.
I've got a life with friends.
That's great.
With a dog and I've built a life and I'm engaged.
She's engaged?
Yes.
They're
all engaged.
Oh my God. This is really crazy, actually.
Right. Okay. Listen. Oh. Don't they say the truth always comes out?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you think even if you tried to... Brian, leave it. You
know?
Call off. We need to stick to our lives. Do you think...
This is a film.
It would just still come...
Oscar nominated.
Right. Do you think it would still just come out the woodworks in 6 months' time to a year? You know what I mean? And then
then
it all blows up in your face and you've truly lost all your friends. Or...
How,
do you follow your heart?
How brave do you want to be?
Fucking hell, this is very brave. Do you follow your heart? Brian, Susan, me and Mark?
We're in love.
And
we're going to go and be together.
We're going to go be together. And we're going to sell our houses with you. We're going to start a new life. Friends, if you don't understand, you don't understand.
Gotta go.
When love comes. You can't deny it.
The heart wants what it wants. I mean, that's a huge thing to do. And you've also got to consider, like, is this just, like, if you've been in a long-term relationship, for example, is this just, like, short-term lust? It's new. It's, like, forbidden fruit.
It's exciting. Getting your heart racing.
You haven't felt that in a while, maybe, if you're in a long-term mm-hmm. relationship. Those feelings have maybe... what's the word?
Well, yeah, because those feelings when you meet someone new and you're getting to know someone new, they're unmatched.
Yeah.
You don't have those feelings in your long-term relationship because that's
a depressing fact of life.
Right, but that's been and gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that heart flutters and it's not
nerves
because you're comfortable with this person.
Right.
It's like
it's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a love and it's a respect and it's a loyalty and it changes.
It's a different love, exactly. It's a more comfortable love. Whereas right now it's like,
oh my God,
it's hot and it's. So
it's hot and steamy.
You need to check.
But that fades, right?
Right.
That fades. That's the point. And when it fades, have you still got...
Is this true love? Is this just...
I mean, it's your best friend of 10 years. It really could be.
Of course it is.
It's not a new guy from the office.
Of course it is.
This is the best friend of 10 years.
You're going to leave your fiance and you're going to go with Mark.
Fuck.
And you're going to...
I'm scared.
Listen, why don't you give it a month? Try and just see what happens.
Don't make any irrational decisions.
Can you talk to your mother? Have you got a sister or a best friend
someone
you can
talk
to?
Confide in.
I feel like, you know, you actually need, things like this, they need to be discussed.
Mm.
Like, you just need to get something out and it'd just be so good to talk about something. Like, you've got your mum.
Even a therapist.
Your mum, a therapist, a sister, a really close friend.
Mm.
It's got to be someone you can talk to. Talk to them.
they'll understand. They want the best for you. Mm. You can hash it out. You can talk it out. And
just make sure, because obviously you were saying to us, like, you've never thought about him in that way before.
Is it just because he wants you? You've got to check that this is love.
Because if he had never come to you with this conversation, you'd still be ticking along life swimmingly.
Just seeing him as a good friend.
As a friend. So just make sure that all these new feelings that have come out of nowhere, like, it's not like you've always kind of had a thing for him over the years of your friendship and blah, blah, blah. Mm. Like, just make sure that this isn't a spur of the moment. Yeah. Don't blow up your life for something which
won't last.
Won't last, ultimately, yeah.
I think, listen, it sounds good, because maybe she's realizing she wasn't happy, and
maybe,
you know, and these are good realizations to have. I don't want you to live an unhappy life.
No.
And if this is what your heart's telling you, I think you just got to follow your heart. This is just a factor of life.
Maybe you need to have, like, don't rush into anything, but have some more talks with Brian.
Yeah.
And just be like, look, if we're gonna do this, then,
like,
we're
gonna do this properly.
We're gonna get engaged. Right. We're gonna get married. Like, I've known you for we're best friends for 10 years. Like, it's not like you're a stranger.
Right.
Like, are we gonna go and buy a house together? Like, are we gonna do this? Because, yeah, like, you know, I've got a lot to. You're losing both and got sacrificing a lot. I mean, both are.
The good thing about it is that you're both losing a lot.
Mm.
So it's not just like you're the one sacrificing your
everything.
Whole life, and he's got nothing to lose. Mm. So if anything, you both know. You know that if you're willing to take the risk, he is too.
Yeah.
And that you're both kind of on the same page in that respect, because you're both leaving a life behind. So that
for each other.
For each other. And that actually makes me feel a bit better about the situation.
Yeah, me too.
Because he's willing to risk it all as are you.
Shit.
So I think you're going to go for it.
I didn't think this thing's happened in real life.
This is truly a movie.
I mean, how long has he been brewing on this information of love?
It's got to be years.
Why didn't you say something before I walked down the aisle, you know?
Is it they're too not little, married too yet? Late. There's no divorce. No one's married. We're just engaged.
Of course.
We're not. No divorces are happening. But we've got mortgages.
Of course.
But we can get out of those.
We can sell up.
It's fine. We can sell up and you know, invest in a property with Mark, Brian, whichever one.
Wow. That's a,
follow
that's
your
a
heart.
Big...
I think you're only gonna get sad if you don't follow your heart, and that's always the. And you'll start resenting.
It will
your
always
partner
be a what if.
There will, and I think this is one of those things where it's just like, gotta go for it, you know, otherwise it will be just be a big regret.
But, you know, talk to, like, people that you trust, like, talk to your mum.
Yeah, that's
talk to people around
you,
that you can really trust to be confidential.
Yeah, you need to talk it out with someone,
because we don't know these people, you know. Yeah. But oh my god,
amazing.
Wow, that's incredible.
Truly exciting for you. I'm actually excited.
I mean, it could be like
you
a
are
whole
cheating
new,
on you, but it's
like,
all right.
Life.
Yeah, it could be so much happier.
And think, like, again, like, it's going to be huge in the moment, but, you know, you could have...
Think how you'll be feeling in a year's time.
Yeah.
You know, just...
3 years' time, 5 years' time.
Picture your life 2 years on from now, and if that's what you picture and that's what you want, everyone will have forgotten about it, you know? Like, it's... Baby.
Okay, last one. This is a long one. Everyone buckle
okay.
in. I'm going to try and read it quick.
Okay.
So... My boyfriend moved 5 hours away and told me the night he was leaving.
Oh,
can you just imagine being in that situation? Your boyfriend, Chintzia, tells you tonight that he's moving 5 hours away tomorrow.
These boys just have no brain.
How can you think like that?
I don't know how that's a respectful way to move when you're in a relationship.
It's not.
But also, every big thing is discussed the moment they...
arise.
You know what I mean? It's like whenever there's, you tell your boyfriend or your girlfriend.
Right. It's like, oh my God, guess what?
Yeah, yeah. So the fact that this is a secret as well is alarming. It's the secrets that get me.
Mm.
It's like, why keep secrets from me?
Right. So a bit of a background story. I was with my ex-boyfriend for 5 years.
Right.
I'm now 21.
Right.
I ended our relationship after it just wasn't what I want anymore.
Okay.
I got very bored with the same routine every week,
right.
And it just wasn't making me happy.
Okay.
We really grew out of each other, but we're just floating along.
Right.
As harsh as it sounds, I checked out of that relationship 4 months before it officially ended.
Right.
So when it ended, I wasn't that upset. I was more just relieved.
Got it.
Okay, so fast forward a couple months and I meet Brian.
Lovely.
Brian messaged me on Instagram.
Nice.
And normally I don't reply to random DMs on Instagram, but Brian seemed different and he was my type to a T.
Nice.
I'd never really been single before, as I've always been in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So this was strange for me, but I loved it. Nice. Anyway, this is where it gets good.
Nice.
We spoke nonstop for about 2 weeks. I would get so excited when his name would pop up on my phone. I was smiling at our conversations and we hadn't even met yet.
Nice.
We then met up. He picked me up. We were on our first date.
Lovely.
As soon as I got in his car, the sparks were flying.
Oh.
And I felt like I'd known the boy for months.
Oh.
The way the conversation was flowing, we genuinely just clicked instantly. Oh. I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
I'd kind of forgotten what it was like since being so unhappy for such a long time.
Of course.
We went on the date and it was just amazing. I then went back to his place for dinner and I ended up staying.
Wow, nice.
Nothing happened. We just cuddled, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to keep saying it, but it felt like I'd known this boy for months because of the chemistry between us.
Nice.
A bit about Brian is that he's a year younger than me, but he was really mature, so I didn't see that as a problem.
Yeah. A year's nothing.
But she said he is a footballer living in London.
Oh, okay.
Not that this bothered me at all. I'd liked him for him, but it did worry me a little, but I had no reason not to trust him.
The football culture, I understand.
It's cheating on your girlfriends. Yeah, it's the stereotype.
It's the stereotype.
We know a lot of lovely ones.
We do.
But there's a stereotype there that I could see that would be why she's hesitant.
Yeah, those are the rumours.
So skip to the next 3 weeks. We see each other most days, go on dates, picks me up from the airport in the middle of the night after I went away for a couple of days with my best friend, encouraged me to leave clothes at his flat, bought me makeup wipes, toothbrush, rang me 10 times a day just to check in, told his family about me. I was so happy that this boy had walked into my life and had brought my sparkle back.
Oh.
I'm a girl who loves the small things, so he was really doing the most. Then he invited me to go to his brother's wedding with him.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I was obviously hesitant, but I asked my friends and family and they said go for it. The wedding was amazing and he did everything I could have asked for. Made me feel so comfortable, introduced me to everyone.
Of course, everyone's
his
there.
His parents, sibling was also welcoming and I really felt at home.
Nice.
It was that evening we decided to make our relationship official.
Stop! This is
a whirlwind. How are we going to get to the
lovely.
End?
This is lovely.
I know things had gone really fast, but it felt so right. I thought I'd really found my soulmate.
Shit.
We then spent the next couple of days with his family and drove back up to London together.
Nice.
I then went home on a Wednesday night, and that night he booked us a surprise holiday to Mykonos for Friday morning.
Stop it.
I was really in a whirlwind and just like dreamland with this boy.
Oh.
I'd really fallen for him and he had me too.
Oh no, what's going to happen
now? We constantly reminded each other how crazy it was because it's like we'd known each other for 2 years, not 2 months. The holiday was magical, amazing time, no arguments, just making more and more memories. He told me he was in love with me.
No.
And I told him I felt the same. Brian was my dream man. God, how have we, what's going to go wrong now?
This is really sad.
So we got back from our holiday.
Stop.
And the week after, something changed.
Stop.
He became very distant.
Oh, God.
Not very chatty.
Stop.
Didn't call me.
Stop.
My heart is sinking.
Because it's just like, does he just do this with loads of girls?
Is this just his thing?
This is just his thing.
I would FaceTime him. He wouldn't answer.
What?
The only change was that he went back to football full time.
Okay.
So I understood that we wouldn't be able to talk as much.
Yeah.
But when we could chat, he wasn't making an effort.
Right.
He was following girls he didn't know on Instagram, liking all these girls' pictures.
Ugh.
I also saw some pictures of previous girls he'd been with on his phone.
Ugh. God. Okay. How does it...
My heart was sinking.
How does it change?
So quickly.
So quick.
I didn't feel like he wanted to see me at all. You know, I was saying, should I come to see you? He said, if you want.
That's the worst. If you want.
He went from wanting me to move in with him to not being bothered when he saw me or not. He stopped doing the little things and I blamed it on the fact that he was tired from pre-season training at football.
Right.
But when I would see him, it was just not the same energy.
No.
Of course, I support him and his training. I was his biggest fan. Mm. But I just wanted some reassurance that everything was okay.
Oh, but it's not.
He'd willingly changed his wallpapers on his phone to a picture of us on holiday. But when I saw him again, it was all deleted.
Oh.
That's heartbreaking.
That's heartbreaking.
He was going out at the weekend, ignoring me all night, getting in at 4 a.m. Just things were just changing.
Dude, this is not normal.
He put a picture on his Instagram.
No.
And she commented a red love heart.
She did. Did he delete it?
Because it was a football post of him doing well and I was so proud of him. He deleted the comment within half a second.
What?
I commented the exact same thing again.
What?
He deleted it again.
What?
He turned the comments off on the whole post, so I couldn't comment.
What is his problem? Just break up with me.
I sent him a message asking why he was doing this. He said I was acting psycho.
Fuck off. Oh my God.
He turned everything around on me and kept calling me a psycho. Mm. I'm the most chilled out girl if you just give me reassurance and make me feel secure. I'm happy, but he wasn't, so I started overthinking things. He'd also followed his ex on TikTok in this time, so I had to ask what was going on in his head, because at this point I was really confused as to why it went from 100 to minus in a matter of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks is all switched around. God. Gosh, how does this happen?
How can you do that to someone?
It just makes me think, were you just faking it the whole time?
Is this just what you do, and then this is just your true self?
Yeah,
because it is that this is him being who he really is.
Like, you can't keep
that
up
was
the
all
act.
A facade, 100%. Now he's got you in his grasp. Now you're the psycho. Mm. Now you're the one. Oh, calm down. You're being a psycho.
It's like it's treating you like shit so that you break up with him.
Yeah.
And that he doesn't have to be the bad guy.
But then you're clinging on to all those good moments. Oh, he's just stressed right now. Oh, he's just busy right now.
No, this is the true him.
Gosh. Following all the girls and deleting your comments. So rude.
Like, I'm basically your girlfriend. So like, rude. What are you on about? So we finally had a conversation. I asked what was going on. He didn't understand that I just wanted some reassurance and I would stop overthinking everything. He completely disregarded everything I said, but he said everything was fine.
Nasty.
I just didn't believe him. I started crying and he just sat there and ignored me and made me feel even worse that I told him how I felt.
Nasty man. No.
He told me to chill when I was hysterically crying.
Nasty man.
No, don't like this.
It's not how you treat someone who's crying.
Skip again to the next weekend. I went out with my work friends on Friday. Not even a text to say, let me know when you're home. Saturday night, he goes out with his mates all night. Not a single message. He'd agreed earlier to a date night on Sunday. Obviously, that let me down there. He went out for breakfast with his mates on Sunday when they were supposed to be having a date day. Ignored my messages all day. But then said I could come round to his Sunday night after his haircut, after he'd gone to the gym. But I could just tell that he didn't want to see me. So I asked if everything was okay. He then tells me on text that he's moving 5 hours away to a new football team.
Whatever.
I told him I'll be around this evening and he said, can we just talk now? I don't want to see you cry.
Ew.
I firmly said no and I turned up to his at 9:30 p.m. He again told me he's moving away next week and that we have to break up. How can he just get up and leave like that? He told me he found out a couple of weeks ago. That's why he's been stressed and distant with me.
What is his problem?
I asked why he didn't tell me when he found out, and he said it was because he wasn't sure if it was certain. But I'm sitting there knowing once I leave here tonight, I won't ever see him again. God, it's just treating you like it's so inconsiderate.
You just don't deserve that.
I was with someone who I thought was my dream boy, and today I'm never going to be seeing him ever again.
You just don't deserve that. And the fact that he can just detach himself from you so quickly just shows how he actually cares.
The feelings weren't there in the first place.
And that it was all a facade. And the realization of that is very hard. You're going to be heartbroken.
She is heartbroken. That's what the rest of the message is. She's just heartbroken. You've been through an absolute...
This is what boys do. This is what they do in the beginning. It's, I'm obsessed with you.
It's
I
all
love
the
you.
Energy.
I'm going to book this surprise holiday. I'm thinking of all these small things. I love you so much. Let's be girlfriend, boyfriend, meet my family, right? Then as soon as he's got you as his girlfriend, he just treats you like shit. And the respect's gone. The nice stuff is gone. Mm. And he knows.
This is just how some boys move and fall. You know, and unfortunately, you've just come into contact with
you
one.
You know, he's a prick. He deserves none of your time. Anything he says is a lie, quite frankly. Yeah. I wouldn't believe a word he says.
No.
You just got to get up and out of there. It was a fake fairy tale.
Yeah, exactly.
He sold you a lie. He wasn't even that person to begin with.
I think you're thinking like, oh, but we had amazing times.
No.
That was bullshit. And it was a lie. And it wasn't his true self. Yeah.
In the words of Johnny Depp, he says he was in love with a lie. With a facade of someone.
It was a lie.
He was in love with someone who he thought the idea of someone
It wasn't actually
who they were.
Who they were, right?
So you were sold a lie,
yeah,
by a cruel boy who just wanted to take you for a ride.
And you're not even in love with him. It was the facade of him. It was the idea of him. It
wasn't the actual him,
right? So you've got to mourn that, and you have learnt. And now, every guy you meet, you're going to go in so cautiously.
Yeah,
you're not going to believe a word they say.
But it's good because you'll never be in this position again. That's what we always say. Like, when you go through shit relationships and shit situationships, hopefully you learn from this.
Yeah.
You go in more cautious next time. It's not head over heels.
And then the moment the energy switches, you'll be straight on it.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, don't you, you know, and it's,
I'm not being treated like that
again. And
you
won't be treated like that again. Mm. So what a prick. I'm pissed off.
So
nasty,
just like...
Nasty, nasty prick.
Shit, boy, immature, ugly behaviour.
Oh, do you want me to come around if you want? Fuck off then.
No.
Oh, can't we just talk now? I don't want to see you cry.
And now I'm moving.
That is so nasty.
It's really cruel.
To see your girlfriend cry.
It's really immature.
And to just be like, oh God, are you done yet?
Mm. Chill out. No.
Do you want to fuck off? That's not how you're meant to be treated, ever.
Unfortunately, it was all a lie.
Immature little boy.
You do not want that in your life at all. You
Look,
are much better off without.
At least he's fucking moving away.
At least he's fucked off five hours down the road.
You're not going to run into him.
Yeah.
He's fucked off now.
Yeah.
That's it. We're going to move on. It was all a facade.
You can find someone so much better.
Yeah, it's going to treat you with
Hot
kindness.
Hot girl summer. Go and live your life. Go and have some fun. Like,
what an idiot.
You'll look back and think, God, what an idiot he was. It's hard in the moment when you're heartbroken.
But
when you thought you had something which you didn't.
I think it's
really hard time, but it will get easier. Time is a great healer. Try and keep busy. Try and stay busy with your friends. Plan some girls' nights and you will be fine.
Yeah. It's just the realizing that everything you thought he was, he isn't. And that's just what you're going to get over.
Yeah.
You know.
You'll be fine.
All right.
We're sending you lots of loves and hugs.
You'll get through it.
Through the mic.
Oh god,
we need some good vibes for the end of that boy talk. This just always brings me back to that same quote, that you're doing nothing wrong by asking to be treated right,
and just ridiculous. You know, you had nothing but love to give to that boy, you know, when he just threw it back in your face, and that's his loss.
That's all it is. It's his bad karma, not
his
yours.
Bad karma.
You've got nothing but good vibes coming your way.
What a prick.
And good things.
Just think, what a prick. How dare you treat me like that? What a prick.
How embarrassing.
That's what my mum would always say. You just got to get angry. Don't get upset. Get angry.
Yeah.
And
she would always say that.
It's like, you know, actually, fuck you.
Yeah.
Get angry. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Just be like, fuck off.
Don't be crying and missing him. Be
angry. Just
be
like, good riddance, you prick.
Yeah.
You know, that's the energy you need.
You've got to have the anger inside of you.
All right, guys. That.
Quote of the week is get angry.
Get angry, babe. Get
in the words of Angie.
Yeah.
Get angry.
Don't be upset. Get angry.
And on that note,
we're going on tour.
Of course we are.
Make sure you buy your tickets. There might be a few left.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a book coming out.
If you go to thegirlsbathroom.com, tickets are on there. Everything's on there. It's a one-stop shop.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Girls Bathroom. Thank you.
And of course, email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Have a lovely week, guys.
See you next Wednesday.
Enjoy your summer holidays. It's summertime. I hope we're loving it.
Be happy.
And be happy. Be smiling. Don't let boys waste your time. It's Hot Girl Summer after all.
Okay. Love you.
See you next Wednesday,
Bye.
Guys. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.